Opinion.
Get tickets and join your Memphis Grizzlies for Adoptable Pet Night as they take on the Cleveland Cavaliers Wednesday, December 26th at 7 p.m. The first 5,000 fans in attendance will receive a Grizzlies pet bandana. For great tickets to this game and others, call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
When you want to watch the game, head to Kirkwood Brewhouse. Kirkwood Brewhouse has 14 humongous screen TVs, so you won't miss a minute of the Blues game, NFL game, or college football game, exclusively featuring ice-cold Missouri craft beers. Kirkwood Brewhouse is your hangout this sports season.
The holidays are upon us, and Royal Banks of Missouri wants to help you navigate the financial challenges of the season. Look to Royal Banks Home Equity Credit line of products to find the cash you need for holiday expenses. You've worked hard to make your home an asset, and now is the time that work can pay off. Call our terrific home equity lender, Carol Hofer, at 314-212-1500, and let her show you all the ways Royal Banks can help you achieve your holiday goals. At Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Work before and after school and start each shift with a hug.
Adventure Club is awesome. The teachers are so nice.
Parkway Rockwood Adventure Club is looking for heart-centered staff to bring experiences to life for our students. Call 636-891-MORE to get more than a job.
Astonish your friends, guests, or clients with an elegant Saddleback chocolate creation of dark, milk, white premium chocolate. Saddleback chocolates are available for monogram wedding gifts, corporate logoed events, and personalized gifts. Saddleback chocolates, handcrafted, classically stylish, and exquisitely packaged. Chocolate is the answer, no matter what the question. Find your answer at Strop's Market and saddlebackchocolates.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn, celebrating 10 years of being a PI with a new book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. 50 hilarious and true stories of the life of a PI. A great $15 stocking stuffer, or send someone an ebook version or an audiobook version for just 10 bucks. Check it out online, badmoodgoodmood.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At our office, we're all about Mizzou. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, but we recruit directly out of Mizzou Business School. That said, nothing has us more fired up than Mizzou going to the Liberty Bowl and beating down Oklahoma State. With the holidays here, there's never been a better time to be looking at a cash-out refinance. Pay off all your credit cards today and skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. Now that's how you start the year off right. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full-horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
TMA Live will be at Hot Shots in Fenton on December 20th. For this event, we have teamed up with Hot Shots for a holiday toy drive to benefit friends of kids with cancer. Anyone who comes to the Hot Shots in Fenton that day and makes a cash or toy donation will receive a coupon for a free Hot Shots appetizer as a small way of saying thank you. Plus, there will be a raffle for Blues tickets and Anheuser-Busch swag bag. Come out and enjoy great specials on Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. That's this month's TMA Live at Hot Shots in Fenton on December 20th.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Grizz Nation, get in the game as Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, and your Memphis Grizzlies host Kyrie Irving and the Boston Celtics Saturday, November 29th at 7 p.m. Guarantee the best seats with a 6-game holiday pack now. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today and get Memphis.
Dime one.
Oh.
He got the ma.
No, not even worth it.
Ma.
Ma. Wasted.
You know, when you grab a woman's breast, it feels like a bag of sand.
Well, you grabbed the wrong breath. It shouldn't feel like sand. What's really bad is you pull your hand away and there's sand in your hand. That is not a good implant there. Well, this is, folks, this is a big day. You should see this studio. Welcome to the December 20th edition. Opinions Playhouse, the special Reindeer Rock edition. I will introduce the members of the chorus of the backup singers in a moment before Dan Strauss performs his once a year and only once a year Reindeer Rock. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason, Mark Reed and Jason Becker, Stiefel, as in markandjason.com. We'll talk about that, but first.
Hey!
Oh, he remembered to crank it up a little bit. Good for you. Wow, this is gonna take a while. We'll make it as brief as we can. At the control board, it's a guy who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Off the road and in the studio. He didn't head northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Did you try to come in after Tim spoke and be the last voice heard? Who was that?
Me.
Scott?
Yeah.
Stop the music. Unwritten rule. The last voice heard is Scott Sherman's. Now we have to do it over.
No. Yeah. I thought it was Tim.
I'm sorry, Tim Woodman.
Yeah.
Edit that out. That sounded stupid. And the last
Radio
voice heard.
Edit.
The last voice heard is Tim Woodman.
Okay. That's the last voice I heard.
Now we have to do it over. We have to do it over. Do it again. He didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or even east.
Hold on.
I messed that up. I said eastbound. I don't say eastbound.
Oh, my God.
Edit that out.
Come. Radio edit.
Well, he didn't go northbound. He didn't go southbound or westbound or even.
I'm the only one that doesn't yell, so I had to hear that crap three times in a row. Everybody.
Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
In the glass box quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. Have you thought about when you would like to retire?
Yes, I have.
All you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. For a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
We don't have enough time to give you all the skills this man has acquired and learned in his lifetime. We will just tell you that presently, he's the newsman, he's the news director, he's the head of the entire research department. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's an author. He just told me this morning. I didn't know this. He's an author of a book called Bad Mood, Good Mood, and he's, what else is it? Something else. Oh, yeah. That's right. Like Jim Rockford of the Rockford Files, he is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hi to everybody.
Thank you,
Frank. You're welcome.
I can still get you a copy of Bad Mood, Good Mood if you order it by tomorrow. I'm sending them out personally in first-class mail, so you'll have them by Saturday. You can go to my website, badmoodgoodmood.com, get the hardback version, the e-version, the 2-CD set, or the MP3 download. Whew. Or it's available on Amazon, or it's available on audible.com.
Also in the room today, hanging over from the last hour, attorney at law Scott Sherman. If you missed last hour, you can always catch that or any show on the podcast, but you have to download the app, and you'll find it up in the corner. Just hit it and pick up today's show. You'll hear last hour. Scott, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There's a reason all these people are in here. We make up the backup singers for Reindeer Rock coming up any moment. But first, TV Hemanast is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Jim.
And Rad Boy says we should add a line because every year we do Reindeer Rock and we do the same backup singer lines. What should we add? What?
Jeez.
No, doesn't it make sense or fit? No, we're not doing that. Give it up. You like polka? Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. First, a word from our sponsor, and then, folks, it is Reindeer Rock time. Kids, gather around. Mom, pull the car over. You might have to do that to really concentrate. We're brought to you by Mark Reed and Jason Becker, two actual people who are financial advisors with Stiefel. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. You and you alone have to make the decision to reach out to somebody to help you with financial advice, with have a plan. Nobody's going to make you do it. You have to do it. That's what smart people do. And in the course of your life, you'll meet with some people whose ideas you don't like. You don't like them. You don't have to take their advice. Now, maybe you have I've already done that. I have a financial advisor. Okay. How about a second opinion? What could that hurt? What if Mark and Jason told you about something that your other advisor never mentioned to you? I didn't know I could do that. It's possible. It's also possible they may tell you everything you're doing is just right. You're right on track. Good for you. Point is, it doesn't cost anything to meet with them. It's complimentary. But you have to contact them. You have to set it up. You have to want to hear somebody's advice about what to do with that $25,000 or more that you have to invest. You can contact them. Everything you need to get in touch with them, to get a hold of them, to set up the meeting, is at markandjason.com. Now, before Bill, ladies and gentlemen, It is my great pleasure. Dan, you need to give us a note, though, like a pitch pipe thing with your harmonica so we'd be on key.
Yeah.
Let me introduce the members. The members of the backup singers are Bill Clevelin, Limestone, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, Tim Woodburn, Scott Sherman, and I are all the backup singers for this incredible song, Reindeer Rock. Now, the history of this, you did this first what year, where?
I did this probably in the 1978 or 79.
Way back.
Actually, and it was on a radio show here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Not your show. Somebody else's.
No, I had just started going to college. And
it went over so well.
Yes.
By popular demand, you've had to do it every year.
Me and Trevor, we weren't even born.
I know. I wasn't even alive.
Wow. Yeah.
That's how long ago.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
So
1970 something BT before Trevor.
78. Yeah. RBC before Clevelin.
And you didn't write this song? Do you know who wrote it?
BC.
Jimmy Boyd, I think.
And it's an actual song you can, I guess, get on YouTube? Or
yeah, I have, yes.
But why bother? Because no rendition. Now, as backup singers, let's review our jobs. Okay. We have to know Ba-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba.
Ba-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba.
And rock, rock in, rockety, rock in. Right?
Rockety, rock in. Rock, rock in.
Rockety, rock in.
Rockety, rock in.
Rock,
rock, rock in.
Give us a note and then count it down. Here we go.
Now, do you want me to play the beginning of the song?
Yes.
This is your second. Whatever you want. You can do that if you want. Yeah.
All right. We can play the beginning of the song, and then I'll just kind of fade it out, and we'll just take it from there.
Give us a note so we see if we can all hit the note.
Okay. Ready?
Perfect.
Sounds
perfect.
Good. Okay. You ready? Here we go. We'll start it.
Been ready. Born ready.
Here we go.
Quality.
I know.
Yeah.
It's an album.
No scratches or anything.
Oh, look up there in the air. Do you see what I see?
Well, hold on a second.
What happened to the music?
Kill the music.
Yeah,
killed it. You don't play it underneath or anything?
Please play it.
Start the... please play it. Start this over. Every year you've had the music underneath, and now you killed it.
Oh, hold on here.
Since 78?
No, you had a year to prepare this.
You've got
to
go back to the beginning.
40th anniversary.
You had a year.
You've got to drag the little dot back to the beginning of the red bar.
Scott's right. He's had 40 years to get this right.
Is anyone surprised?
Do you want me to play it?
No, I'm trying to drag the thing back, and I won't drag.
Ladies, get in here, please.
There it is. Got it.
Frank, darling, love never treated Letterman like this. She was always ready.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I forgot the note. I have to have the note again.
Okay. Ready.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, look up there in the air. Do you see what I see? It's Santa Claus and his reindeer, but they ain't what they used to be. Hey, look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing, and the wind is really blowing, and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock.
Rocky, rockin', rock, rockin'. Rocky, rockin', rock, rockin'.
Dig that crew in the blue, delivering Christmas loot. Old Santa's sporting a crew cut with his beard and his bright red suit. Hey, look at the reindeer rock.
Bobbity ba-doom-ba.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Bobbity ba-doom-ba.
Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing, and the wind is really blowing, and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock.
Rocky, rockin', rock, rockin'.
Okay, change keys.
Rocky, rockin', rock, rockin'.
Look up there, I declare, old Santa's really hip. Oh, Santa's right up to date now. He's got a trumpet instead of a whip. Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-dee-ba-doo-ba.
Look at the reindeer rock.
Ba-ba-dee-ba-doo-ba.
Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing, and the wind is really blowing, and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock. You guys were awesome.
See, I wish people could see Tim's expression. Now, he's only been through this once. That was a year ago. His expression says this. What am I doing on this show?
You know what I was thinking about during that? I was like, how is it that God chose Dan to reproduce and not me?
Wow, Dan, you've done it again.
Oh, man. And you guys were right on with the Ba-ba-dee-ba-doo-ba.
And we changed keys.
I know.
We actually changed. You know, get ready to spend a lot of time with your inbox of your email. You're going to get flooded with congratulatory messages.
That was like Bobby Darin if Bobby Darin couldn't sing.
Well said.
Thank you.
If he couldn't sing.
That's right. If he never sang or couldn't sing. Well, that was like, whew.
That was more like six prisoners who just spent their first night together on cell block C. Guys want to sing something?
Man, and you know the sad thing? Won't hear it again for a year.
Oh,
a year. As much as you want to, you'll have to go listen to Jimmy Boyd or whatever on YouTube.
Yeah. But,
all right. Dan, you knocked it out of the park. Buddy.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it was great.
Quality of that music, though. It's hard to beat the quality of that.
I know.
And when I say that, I think I speak for me. let's see. A couple of just observations of TV commercials I saw last night.
Wait, are you skipping me completely? Just throwing that out.
No,
thanks
for coming, Bill. Let me. Can I finish?
Yeah, I guess,
couple of observations about some TV commercials I saw last night. Coming up right after this. I hate it when they think I'd make a mistake. I would never do that.
You never make a mistake.
I've been doing this forever. I've never made a mistake. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to see where this guy's going to take us. Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and Paul. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Come on now and give it up for Bill Clavlin. Now,
it would have been funny if my audience had applauded for Dan's song. But
no, it wouldn't.
I thought that would have been hilarious.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I actually have nothing related to travel today. I told you before we started, I'm going to do some Christmas trivia.
Yeah, he asked me off the air, is it okay to do trivia? And I said, sure, I like trivia. I won't win, but yeah, we're ready. You want to stay, Scott, for trivia, Christmas trivia?
Oh, yeah.
You're an attorney, you're pretty smart.
I love trivia.
All right.
What happened to the trivia show you have?
Are you gonna? Is this one of those situations where we have to shout out our name?
Yeah,
or are you
let's
just going to go
that,
around the room?
Because that always ends well.
Scott, you might have touched on something sensitive when you said, what happened to that trivia show you had? You notice he didn't answer that.
I didn't hear it.
Bill had a trivia show for like 10 years.
I did, but it was at another place a long time ago. So
that doesn't, it's like it never happened.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're ready.
Wish it had never happened. Okay, here we go. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was a promotion for what department store?
Scott.
Dan.
Scott got it first.
That would be JCPenney.
That would be incorrect.
Frank.
Yes.
Macy's.
Oh,
I just
thought
of it.
Dan.
Montgomery Ward.
No, Tim said his name. You didn't. You didn't say Dan.
No, Dan has said his name twice.
He did?
And he's been ignored twice.
Wow. How does it feel to be ignored? Okay, go ahead, Dan.
What?
Sorry.
Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward. That is correct.
Well, I hate it when he wins.
That is correct. All right. Stolen is the traditional fruitcake of what country?
Frank, limey.
Frank got it.
Stolen. Switzerland.
No. Limey.
Germany.
That is correct.
Damn.
No, Dan, we're done.
No, it's over.
North St. Louis.
It's over. It's not a country.
Go back to preparing for your song for
next
year.
That's carjacked, not stolen.
How many reindeer drive Santa's sleigh?
Scott.
Scott.
Nine.
Wow, yes, that is correct.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Oh, no, that's
it's
right.
Rudolph. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Counting or anything.
Brother.
All right. Who invented electric Christmas lights?
Scott.
Ooh.
Scott.
Thomas Edison.
That is also correct.
Wow.
Wow.
1888.
Whoa. He's not even a regular this hour. No.
Wow.
What president banned Christmas trees in the White House?
Hmm. Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Johnson.
Incorrect. Banned Christmas trees in the White House.
Frank.
Yes.
Frank. Truman.
Nope. This guy was
Frank.
Very
FDR?
Out,
Frank.
An outdoorsy president.
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
You're not welcome here anymore.
He hogged the show.
Got Chris Kringle in here.
Win every
I got
answer.
Montgomery Ward wrong.
Yeah.
What is the biggest selling Christmas single of all time?
Frank.
Yes.
White Christmas?
White Christmas.
I got one.
What is the name of Ebenezer Scrooge's deceased business
Frank.
Partner?
Jacob Marley.
Oh. Jacob Marley. Yeah, that's right. All right.
Coming back. Make
the what comeback. Were the very last words of Frosty the Snowman?
Frank.
Yes.
I'm melting.
Oh, wait, that was the witch. Huh?
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Happy birthday.
What?
Didn't you see the Frosty the movie?
That's the first words. This is last
the
word.
The very last words. Yes.
Do I get two chances? I'll be back again someday.
I'll be back again someday.
Yeah.
That is correct. Okay. In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Man, I'm regretting even asking this question because I know what's coming next. In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, what part of George's house is always broken?
Scott.
Man.
Scott.
The handle on the banister.
On the banister.
Oh. Dan, it has to kill you that you didn't get a chance to do an impression.
Should, I keep,
wonderful
should I keep moving before
yeah,
he does?
Yeah, because he'll jump in with Mr. Potter if you don't.
Okay, yeah. The real St. Nicholas was born in what modern-day country?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Austria.
Incorrect.
Thank goodness he lost.
The real modern-day St. Nicholas?
Limey.
Yes, Limey.
I want to say Norway.
Nope.
Wow.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Africa.
That's a continent, Dan.
Oh.
It's not a country.
Did we give up?
Frank, Finland?
Yes. No. Turkey. Would have been born
wow.
in Turkey.
Dan.
We're moving on. What song do you hear on every street corner?
Oh, Dan.
Frank! Oh, he beat me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
I
right.
knew that one, too.
That's correct. All right. We're winding down here. In the Christmas, in the Chipmunks Christmas song, what gift does Alvin want?
Frank?
Yeah.
Harmonica?
No. No.
Limey?
Yes, Limey.
A bicycle?
Nope.
Tim?
Tim?
The complete video set of Stormy Daniels.
I knew it wouldn't be a legit answer.
So hang on a second. Alvin?
Yeah, that's the one.
I have no idea.
A hula hoop.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Hula hoop. All right, we got three left. Who first recorded the song Here Comes Santa Claus?
Frank. Gene Autry?
Gene Autry.
I got three or four here.
Mm. What NBA player once went head-to-head against Santa Claus in a Nike commercial?
Dan?
Limey?
Dan?
Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan? And the last one. I hate to see it in.
That is too, you made it longer. It's just kind of fun.
In the, that's what she said. In the 12...
yeah.
Hey!
Well done!
Bill pulled a sexual innuendo.
He did. Well
yeah.
done.
Yeah, except when Bill heard it, she was talking about his nose.
Oh!
Is there no end to this?
Kick Bill out of the pickleball league for the working blue.
In the 12 days of Christmas, what is the gift on the sixth day?
Oh, I don't know.
Nobody, Scott. Nobody knows.
Scott. Yes, Scott.
Six geese a laying.
Six geese a laying. Scott does know.
I think Scott probably was. Wow. That the last question?
I got one more. I'm sorry. I have one more. How many of Santa's reindeer have names that begin with the letter D?
D as in dog. How many of Santa's reindeer?
Tim.
Two.
Dan,
two.
Goes, Dan goes first.
Damn it. Two.
It is, no, it's not
Tim.
Two. Tim.
Four.
Nope, not four.
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Three.
That is three.
Yeah. Eventually, somebody's going to win.
Can you name them, though? You just threw out a
Donner. Dancer.
Donder.
No, Donna.
It's Donder.
Is it Donder?
It's Donder. Yes, Donder. It's Donnie, stupid. Idiot. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm an idiot.
Donder, Dixon, and...
Dixon is not
Dixon.
A...
No.
Dasher, Dancer. Donder, and Dancer. Dancer.
There we go.
So, there you go.
You know what? Who the champion is? I'm sad to say, because he's not even a regular... Scott Sherman, champion.
Yeah. Way to go. Way to go. Dixon said, I am not a reindeer.
Nothing says Christmas like the Jewish guy getting the trivia.
I know.
Yeah, how about that?
All right.
Now that was,
they wrote all the songs.
It was fun, and we educated lots of children.
Yeah, we did.
Mr. Thing. Research over here is trying to second-guess my answers.
Which ones? All of them?
Number three, the three reindeer.
Three reindeer?
He's trying to say I'm incorrect.
You know, Dasher and...
No, what was the answer again?
I'm sorry. What was it over there? I heard a mumble.
No, it's not Donder. It's Donner.
No, it's Donder.
Oh, it's not.
It's Donder.
There's one D in
there. It is Donder.
It is not. Absolutely not. Donder.
It is Donner.
No, it's Donder.
It's not like Donner is in the woman, but
Dasher,
I was right.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
I think it's Donder. Thank you. I'm a genius.
I agree with Frank. I think it's Donder.
Well, apparently we're wrong.
Yeah, you are.
Well, why don't you get on Wikipedia and edit their official page on it, Bill?
Who goes to Wikipedia?
Which reindeer was it says those aren't snowflakes? It was Dander.
Thank you. Oh, golly. All right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. I'm Bill Cleveland on 590 The Fan. Whatever. Thank you. Those are Santa's three reindeer.
You're talking over your own applause.
We agreed.
We're not making noise over your applause, and you did it.
I don't care.
You don't care.
Do you want to edit that?
You have an attitude. No, you have an attitude, mister.
He's got a toot. Yeah, he said that's what she said. And
I don't care.
Yeah. I thought it was here's Donder. Another. Here's what we could do. That's what she said is the punchline, and then we could the setups. Bill's girlfriend said, let's see. Yeah. Hey, that looks like. Nah, it doesn't work. No. I had it. It was really good, too. And it had to... And it had something to do with, 9 inches. That's the biggest... And he goes, no, that's my nose. But I didn't make it work.
Hang on. I have an update. Okay, I have a breaking news update.
Ladies and gentlemen...
So apparently, Frank, are right. The original names, they were originally given Dutch names, Donder, and they mentioned Blixen as well, one of the other Dutch names. So Donder was...
And I don't know about anybody else, but I think the original is what matters.
Blixen or Blitzen?
It's Blitzen.
Blitzen.
The T, Blitzen. And Donder or Donner, we'll go with either one. Yeah. That's how we're resolved.
Blitzen was always drunk. Get it?
Don't. Yeah. No, it's so bad he only gets one note.
I know.
He only gets one note of the music. All right. Well,
my goodness.
Champion Scott Sherman, way to go, man.
Good job.
You win nothing.
Well done.
Couple TV commercials I saw last night. Observations from a guy who, studies commercials. I like commercials. I hate commercials. Miller Furniture in Belleville, right? If you're listening, I used to work down the road from your competitor in Belleville, Gaynor and Eves Furniture. I know who you are. Established, reputable, good furniture company. Whoever did your TV commercials, technically, they're really nice. Visually, they're nice. Here's the problem. You say Miller, I think, twice, and it's on the screen so small nobody can see it. They see a commercial, and when it's over, they didn't realize who it was for. Just free, I'm not charging you for this, redo it. Say Miller Furniture more and put that name on there bigger. And to the car dealer last night, they kept saying in their commercial, they said last chance sale. And they kept going on and on. This is your last chance. Let me give you some advice. When you do that, that makes me next week not want to go to your dealership because I missed my last chance. It was my last chance to get a great deal. So I'm not coming there after that.
There is a car dealer on TV that has
I know exactly what
kids.
You're gonna say. I know what you're going to say.
And they say,
hey, Dad,
That's right, Jimmy. You can't way off, Mike.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, I would.
And that
never.
Doesn't mean it's a bad dealership. It means the commercials are bad.
Have you seen Johnny Londoff's TV commercials with Pat Maroon, the blues player?
Yes. I have not.
They're actually very ingenious, even though he's having a bad year for the Blues. He has Pat Maroon go around, like he's fictitiously hired Pat Maroon to work for him, and he goes, in one scene, he literally cross-checks, like, the sales manager with all the sales, like, the paperwork goes flying, and this black guy hits a window and, like, slumps to the floor, and Johnny's got to, like, tell him to back off. You
know, I don't watch a lot of local TV, so I have not seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to have to be older to get this. Who in the room, I'm going to say Dan and Scott, maybe Tim, remembers metal roller skates with metal wheels with a key that you clamp onto the soles of your shoes?
Yeah, I remember those.
I do.
Compared to today's skates, those things were like Stone Age. They were, weren't the wheels metal?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Limey, you have no idea, buddy. You have no idea.
And that's how it was on the skateboards, too. The skateboards had those
metal. They were heavy.
Yeah.
And they'd fly off your shoes. I mean, they were barely clipped to the soles of your shoes, and if they came off, you fall, break your nose, skin yourself up.
What about the wood tennis rackets that had those hexagonal things where you had to have the screws to make sure your tennis racket wouldn't warp between times you used it?
Yes. We've come a long way, baby. I'm not calling you, baby. That's just an expression from a whole commercial.
Right.
Okay, so my wife had a doctor's appointment yesterday. She's had three spinal fusions. She's a metal cage around her spine and 12 titanium screws in her spine. So she's been through a lot with her back, but she goes to this guy, and they talk, and he proceeds to tell her, because they're on the same page politically, and he said, they're talking about political correctness. Wait till you hear this. It's his nephew or some relative of his who just is trying to get in USC, and he filled out the USC application. On the current application to get into USC, it says gender, and there are 10 choices.
What?
And the last of the 10th one, the 10th one is
ten?
No, the 10th one is I'm not sure.
Oh my Lord.
No, we've lost our minds. This is unbelievable to me.
Hang on a second.
I don't know what the 9 are.
I'm not sure.
I'm a man.
Well, and that's what I said. I said you should put it on there. If you're not sure, look down.
Right.
I know what they are.
Okay, Tim looked them up. Here they are.
No, I just pulled them up from memory because I was typing them out.
What? Can we kind of try guess what some of them are?
Well, the obvious ones, I'm male, female, gay.
Non-binary.
Well, gay is not a sex.
What?
Yeah, non-binary.
No, non-binary. I think that's where you're not conforming to anything. Then there's gender fluid.
Pansexual.
That's for sex. I don't know if that's for
a
thing.
Oh, that's not gender.
So,
okay.
All right, I've got
sex. Gender fluid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, gender fluid. Okay.
Gender fluid? I don't even know what
that's
that
the one where you kind of switch from day to day, which you feel
you
like.
You pour that into your rectum.
Yeah.
Gender fluid.
Oh, my God. Damn near killed you, though.
You pee standing up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you sit down Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Is there one that begins with
Let's just get to it. What are they? Tim has them.
LGBTQIAMFU.
So.
Wait, what? That's sexual preference, though.
That's not gender. No, they give you 10 gender. What is your gender? There are 10 choices.
The
last one is not sure. Now, what is wrong with everybody? Look down. It's one of two. You're male or female. You have a penis or vagina. That's it. We got to go back to that. We got to go back to a lot of things.
You're Jamie Lee Curtis, and you have both.
All right. Now, the other thing I saw in the news, and folks, look, I can't stand the thought of sick children, kids with cancer. I've talked about this before, but every year we see this. This kid, this year it's Tavish. His wish is to get as many cards as he can get. How many times have we seen this bit? And so everybody falls for this, and all over the world they send this kid cards, and they can't read them all. They'll never read them.
Who cares? Who cares if he can read them all? He's going to be feeling love from around the world.
No, he's not.
Going to be surrounded by hundreds of cards.
No, it's his parents. I saw him, and it's his parents that did this.
You're
this
a heartless
kid,
person.
I watched this kid. He's two. He didn't even. He's there with the cards. He's playing with a truck or something. That kid never said. No, he never said, I want a bunch of cards. Daddy did, because Daddy wanted to get on television. I'm telling you, this is a clever PR stunt for Daddy to call attention to his son, and I have no problem with that, except I'm not sending the kid a card. I'm tired of this. I want to see how many cards I can get thing. Let's do something else. Pay the kid's hospital bill or something. Help him.
Okay,
that's not
going to
help him. Yeah. A bunch of cards is not going to do him any good. It's not going to even make him feel better. I got a bunch of cards, but I still feel like crap.
You know what? I'd like people to send me a million Merry Christmas cards with $1
well, that's not gonna
in
happen.
Each card.
That's not going to happen. I'm just going to tell you.
Thank you, Soupy.
I want to thank the rat. He sent me this bunch of cartoons, and I've seen them all before. A couple of them do not need illustrations. Here's one. There's an old woman, and you don't need to see a visual for this. She's sitting with her husband, and there's a glass of wine in front of her, and they're sitting at a little table, and she says, I don't think I could ever live without you. And her husband says, is that the wine talking, or is that you? She says, that's me talking to the wine. And this is a great one. Old person says, when I die, on my deathbed, here, I want my last words to be these. Call somebody over close and say, I left $1 million under the... Drive them nuts.
Oh.
And then this quote, another day has passed and I still did not use algebra. My algebra teacher said to me, I said, I hate algebra because I had a D. And she says, well, let me tell you something, young man. You're going to find a day when you'll be glad you knew algebra. It's going to come in handy. No, no, no. It never has. It never will. We don't need algebra. We don't use algebra. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This joke was told to me about 35 years ago by Captain Jim Morris. I don't know if he's listening, but Captain, I never forgot that you're the one that told me this joke. It's a great joke. It's a traveling salesman. He's going through a small town. He's never been through this town before, and it's Christmas time. And he starts noticing something interesting. In this town, every other block, there's a beautiful nativity scene. He's never seen a town that put together such incredible, impressive nativity scenes, but something is different. He's looking at a nativity scene. It's in front of a nice home, and it's just, I mean, it's incredible. It's lifelike. The wise men all have firemen's hats on. And he thought, well, that's odd. Maybe the fire department donated, you know, or maybe the guy who lives here is a firefighter. But then he goes a couple of blocks down, and there's another nativity scene in a park, and the wise men in it have fire hats on, firemen's hats. Well, this is odd. And a third nativity scene. And the wise men have firemen's hats on. So he sees a guy walking down the street. He pulls over and says, excuse me. The guy goes, yes, sir. He says, I'm not from around here. I got to ask you, you live here? And the guy goes, sure do. Lived here my whole life. And he says, and the guy's a real thick southern. That's a small southern town. So I got to redo that part. He goes, yeah, I've lived here my whole life. He says, let me ask you a question. I've never been through your town, and I just find it interesting. All the nativity scenes, in all of them, the wise men are wearing firemen's hats. What is that about? And the guy says, well, you must not be a Christian man. He goes, well, take it easy, pal. You don't know me. I actually, in fact, am Christian. He goes, well, you don't know your Bible. He says, what do you mean? I don't know my Bible. Just because I ask why the wise men have firemen's hats on. He says, well, it clearly states when addressing where the wise men came from, it states clearly when it says, and they came from afar.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Hillsburg Diamonds. Eastbound 270 at 170. They cleared that accident. You do have one vehicle left on the right shoulder. Expect delays all the way back 270. Accident southbound 270 before Olive and southbound 270 at the Doherty Ferry ramp. There's an accident. Also slow pockets east and westbound 70 between the city and 270. The holidays are getting closer, but there's still time for last minute one-stop shopping. Get gifts that give gifts at Hillsburg Diamonds. Spend $599.99 or more, and get a free Google Home bundle. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Has Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
No.
No. Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now, featuring the Hamptons.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Spiro's is bringing class and relaxation back to New Year's Eve, along with fun and the best food. Big events and bars have parking issues, packing people in like cattle, and not to mention the subpar food. Not at Spiro's in St. Charles, where they are only taking a limited number of reservations, a number that's much less than the restaurant holds. Features include premium seating, half price on all cocktails, live entertainment, noisemakers and champagne at midnight, plus the best food in the STL. The outdoor stone Greek oven will be cooking the great food, and you can enjoy your favorites like clam bakes, stuffed pork chops, and so many others. Call today because Spiro's is not jamming people in. They want you and your friends to enjoy great food, ample space, and easy parking. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. Call today to make your reservation at 636-916-1454.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The credit card companies spend millions of dollars a year trying to figure out ways to keep you further in debt. Get the cash you need and pay off your credit cards once and for all at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Work before and after school and start each shift with a hug.
Adventure Club is awesome. The teachers are so nice.
Parkway Rockwood Adventure Club is looking for heart-centered staff to bring experiences to life for our students. Call 636-891-MORE to get more than a job.
All right, we're going to Dallas, Texas. Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Annie. You talk about a place that's going to be busy this week. Whew, drive by there and look at that parking lot. Annie Guns, and next door, the Smokehouse Market. If you can get in, make a reservation. You have to do that for dinner. Before or after dinner, go next door to the Smokehouse if you go to Annie Guns. You will be really glad you did. Gift cards. People buy them all year. Thousands of them, especially now. So keep that in mind, too. Gift card is always a good idea from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, closed only on Monday. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Please give it up for Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Well, you got about 70% of the time you had yesterday, so jump in there.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. I want to say good afternoon to my daughter, Natalie, who's listening today.
Well, you better do a good job.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Try not to pee on myself, homie. That's all I can do.
Okay.
This week's theme, celebrities and their funny quotes today. Who said, quote, Leonardo DiCaprio looks like a freaking girl.
Whoa.
Who said that? Robert Duvall, Robert De Niro, Jack Nicholson, Marlon Brando. I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Movie reviews from Washington, D.C., starting off with Aquaman, and here we go again. Rotten Tomatoes, and I do not agree on this film. Come on, man. Jason Momoa, a fabulous actor from Hawaii, and the underwater techniques are fabulous. Amber Heard, sexy, sexy. Nicole Kidman appears as a character completely different than anything she's ever done before. I think some critics have a preference whether they like Marvel or whether they like DC Comics. To me, a movie is just a movie. This movie is campy. It's thrilling. It's surprising. One thing bad about it is too long. It's a butt-numbing 2 hours and 44 minutes.
Whoa! That's like the Titanic. Wow.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
Foremost is the extremely entertaining film throughout, PG-13, 3 stars for the movie Aquaman. Now, Mary Poppins returns. The first Mary Poppins movie really didn't make much of an impression on me. However,
and there's always a however in life.
The sequel has made a huge impression on me. Fabulous effects, great storyline, and every actor is fabulous. Mary Poppins Returns, I loved it. PG, Take the Family, 130 minutes, 3 stars. Next is Bumblebee, a heartwarming, hilarious, and loving superhero against the evil of the worlds. Oh, yes. Also a love story about an 18-year-old girl and her first car. So beautiful. Haley Steinfeld stars with John Cena about an old junkyard yellow Volkswagen that is her 18th birthday present that turns out into a superhero to save the planet. PG-13, under 2 hours, 3.5 stars.
Is that a true story?
This isn't my homie. Odds and ends, despite denials, I hear Jennifer Lawrence will attend the Weinstein criminal hearings.
Good.
Oh, boy.
Is it true? A family court will get involved and look into the accusations that Angelina Jolie has purposely and with malice said things to turn their children against Brad Pitt. I'm not surprised. I've told you before, Angelina Jolie is a piece of work, a.k.a. a jerk. And getting a great 40th birthday gift as well as a Christmas gift combined, a new car! Lamborghini. The car was presented to 40-year-old Jamie Foxx from fiancé Katie Holmes.
Well, who of us has not given our boyfriend, girlfriend a Lamborghini?
I agree. And finally on the broadcast before Christmas, who made the comment, quote, Leonardo DiCaprio looks like a freaking girl. Robert Duvall, Robert De Niro, Jack Nicholson, Marlon Brando.
I'm going to go with Jack Nicholson.
I was going to go Jack Nicholson.
Duvall.
And Marlon Brando said some pretty rotten things about several people. I'm going to go Brando.
The answer to the last day before we talk again next week after Christmas. Merry Christmas, Bailey Gleek and Monka Holly, Mickey Ho. The answer is Marlon Brando.
Well done.
Have a great day. Merry Christmas, Mike Evans. I'm live. I'm Hollywood. Hey.
I should have disqualified myself. Because I interviewed him the day before he died. And the subject came up of young actors. And, well, let's play what he said. You'll hear me in the background ask him a question. Mr. Brando, what do you think about young actors like Leonardo DiCaprio?
I've seen Mr. DiCaprio's work. Excuse me. He's a freaking girl. He looks like, looks like he's got a girly face or something. Girl, excuse me. Eye makeup and that hair. Yeah, I don't even choose a real man like me. Yeah, he's a freaking girl, that's what I say.
Marlon Brando. I should just qualify this. Oh, shoot.
Sorry.
We cut their mic off kind of early there. All right, we got to get out of here. Listen, have a merry, merry Christmas. We will be here the Wednesday, the day following. My daughter will be here to sing badly. Thank a police officer over this holiday every chance you get. Have a great Christmas, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave.
Get.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dean.
All right, Dean. Goodbye.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
Hello again, everybody. It's Bob Ramsey, and you're listening to KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and KFNS.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump says Defense Secretary General Jim Mattis will retire at the end of February. Trump made the announcement on Twitter. It comes a day after Trump announced that U.S. troops would be withdrawn from Syria. The Washington Post reports that Mattis had argued for a small U.S. presence to remain in the war-torn country. The House is moving forward with a new spending bill that includes $5 billion in funding for a border wall. A key procedural hurdle has been cleared, setting up a vote on the measure tonight. There will be a partial shutdown of the government Friday unless Congress passes a stopgap spending measure. President Trump said he will not sign any bill that doesn't include funding for a border wall.
I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security.
Democrats have said they will not agree to give Trump $5 billion.